here's a story from The World.
Hundreds of sea lovers are taking to the Western Mediterranean this summer to kayak, surf, and, it turns out, hunt for microplastics. It's part of a citizen science project. Volunteers are collecting and sharing data with investigators who are often too busy for extensive fieldwork. Reporter Jerry Haddon has more from the beach in Barcelona.
At dawn, here on the Barceloneta beach, the sky is black with thunderclouds. Hardly beach weather, but a couple of vacationing students, Carlota Mateo and Mireia Gonzalez, are renting paddle boards anyway. There's an electrical storm coming, warns a surf shop employee. You can go, he says, but be careful and don't go out too far. Yikes, says Carlota. Well then, we'll be quick about it. A moment later, the students are at the shoreline, ready to shove off. Nearly. Carlota unfurls something that looks like a mesh windsock with a wooden yoke at the wide, open end. You just have to unroll it, she says, and clip it to your board with this carabiner, and you drag it floating behind the paddleboard. As Carlota paddles along, the contraption will filter seawater, catching something you might not notice, tiny filaments and beads of microplastic. This is where sport and science meet. The program is actually called Surfing for Science. This really interests me, Carlota says, because it's a way to help with a huge problem close to where I live. And with that, she turns on her telephone GPS app and paddles off, the plastic trawl in tow. It looks sort of like she's being followed by a small white shark with wooden jaws. A curious sight for the few folks on the sand this early. Carlos Silva, a.k.a. Arcano, a rapper from Venezuela, is downing his last beer after an all-nighter with friends. They've been watching Carlota and Mireia and wondering. Microplastics are interesting, Silva says. You know, last I heard, there are microplastics in our drinking water. It's true, says his friend Samuel Insessi, a sushi chef originally from Senegal. Plastic is everywhere, especially in Africa, he says. It's going to affect all of our lives. Just then, Carlota returns to the beach just to make sure the trawl is working. This is what's great about citizen science, she says. It draws in the general public, even if they don't understand the technical aspects of the science. But it turns out those two partiers are spot on. Lifting the little catch pouch, Carlota says we've already collected a bunch of microplastics. They appear to be from plastic bottles, but they need to be analyzed. That analysis happens just up the hill in a lab at the University of Barcelona. Volunteers drop off their samples, and oceanographer Ana Sanchez slides them under a microscope and counts them, one by one.
But what we found is that there's a lot of plastic in the near shore. Here in the Western Mediterranean, we found more plastic near big cities such as Barcelona. And we found also a big role of the outbreakers and the ports as plastic trapping areas.
The piers and the jetties?
Yes.
That's where they are. But Sanchez is also studying where they come from. There are the usual suspects. A red speck is most likely from the top of a Coca-Cola bottle. Transparent white strands from one-use shopping bags. Then there are some surprises.
Yes, that was like, what are these polyethylene green filaments? A lot of green filaments. And then we realized that that's artificial turf.
Turf. And from where?
Soccer fields, private gardens. Everybody uses artificial turf for decoration, for playing sports, and at the end, this is plastic.
We open in Sneedville, a city they say that was plastic and fake, and they liked it that way.
That's right. The plastic world Dr. Seuss's The Lorax was ranting against were there. Sanchez says even if all plastic manufacturing were halted tomorrow, levels in the oceans would rise for decades as waste washes to the sea.
The most important thing, I think people realize the scale. For example, there's a sample, an horrible sample, taken from October last year, where we found 45 pieces of plastic in each square meter. That's a lot. That's a huge amount of plastic.
And a huge amount of work classifying it all. Without the volunteer help, she says, she'd be light years behind in identifying microplastics, the first step needed for actually getting rid of them. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.